We are on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Let us again start from the Memra of Shmuel. This is five lines before the lines start widening out. Omar Shmuel Tabach Umen Shekilkel Chayev Lishalek. A tabach umen, a tabach was a professional, shekilkel, and he was mekalkel in the shchita, chayiv lishalem, he's chayiv to pay. And Shmuel is marich to explain why he's chayiv to pay. He says, maziku koisheyahu, Nase ka'ima loy shchait li mikan v'shochat loy mikan. He wants to elaborate what kind of a pesheya he is. He was told to shecht from one place and he shechted from another place. So the Gemara asks, Loma loy lameima maziku pesheyahu. Why does he have to say these two lishaynes? Yomar maziku havamine hanimili hecheta ka'ovid b'schal. If he would have said maziku, so I would think he's only chayev if he's getting paid for the shchita. Avol hecheta ka'ovid b'chinam loy, but if he's not getting paid, I would think he's potter. Kamash malon peisheyahu. Now, this is a difficult Gemara, and we'll see there's a Machlikas, Rashi, and Taisvis, but let us devour see Rashi. Tabach umen shekilkel chayiv, v'chol davri chapton umen, is afilu an umen, v'kolshkein hedyet, v'loi hoyel loi l'shoichta, he had no right to shechted, hoyel v'einei boki. He's not a boki, he doesn't know how to shecht, he had no right to accept the job on himself, so he's zicher, he's chayiv to pay. Now, even an umen that was capable of taking on the job, afal pikein, if he was mekalkel, he's chayiv. And on that, Shmuel says two reasons, maziku pesheyo. And the Gemara had asked, what is pshat in this? Why does he say this kefal aloshin? So the Gemara answered, because if he would say maziku, I would think he's only chayev the kovid bischa, the mazik chayev ba'onsin, the odom mu'ud lo'ilam, bein shegig bein mezit. Midekore leimazik lachayvei ba'oines. Since he says he has a din mazik lachayvei ba'oines, shma mino ba'oise b'schar. Here we have these words we can understand. It's speaking about that he was mekabel schar. Ba'oise b'schar koma. So we have to understand that Rashi is very difficult. Stopping here alone is zashrek. Rashi says that if you only say mazik, I would think it's speaking about that he's getting paid for the shchita. The mazik chayev v'onsen, the other mu'ud lo'ilam. A mazik is chayev v'onsen, other mu'ud lo'ilam. He's calling him a mazik, so he's chayiv like every mazik is chayiv ba'onsin. Then Rashi feels like shma mino ba'ise b'schar. So it's a raya. It's speaking about that he's getting schar. If he just says he's chayiv ba'onsin, because all the mood lo'ilam. So how do we jump to Isa Bischa? Why does he have to be speaking about Isa Bischa? Tzabach Hashem, v'dva Yaakov, tzeichen su, amachna Ephraim, and akovit shiurim, that explain Shitas Rashi as follows. There's a svare in Ramban, they say Rashi also holds like this, that the parsha of Adam HaMazik, Akebehime Yishalmeno, was only said if a person on his own accord went and was Mazik Abahime. That's the parsha of Mazik. But if a person asks me to do a pula on the Shechtes Behime, and I Mazik it, that is not the Patsam Oisabel Shus. I'm not doing it on my own accord. He requested I should do it. So I did it. I'm not a Mazik. That's not the parsha of Adam HaMazik. That is not the case of Adam HaMazik. So I should be Potter. Als the parsha of Adam HaMazik, I'm Potter. I'm Taki Potter. I'm not Chayiv. So now, that's the Aleph. I'm not Chayiv of Adam HaMazik because I was told, I'm the Oisa Bershus. Oisa Bershus is not a Mazik. So now, if I'm not a Mazik, so why did Shmuel say Maziku? So we're going down the riddles. I'm not a Mazik, and he says I'm a Mazik. So Al Kochal Pshat is, this Shoichet has a Din Mazik. Not he's a Mazik. He's not a Mazik. He has a Din Mazik. Gabi, which Prat does he have a Din Mazik? That just like a mazik is chayev ba'ines. So this person is also chayev ba'ines. So that's the first step to understand Shmuel. Shmuel never meant to say I'm chayev because I'm a mazik, because I'm not a mazik. I'm doing it for shoes. Shmuel said I have a din mazik, legabi wat nikuta, that just like a mazik is chayev ba'ines, so I'm also chayev ba'ines. Now, let us stop over here. This is a very debatable statement that Adam HaMazik is Chayev Ba'ines. Tosfos says, and let us assume that Rashi also holds like this Nekuda, that Adam HaMazik is Chayev by an Oines Ka'in Gneve. That's the Chaymel of Adam HaMazik. Between Aveda and Gneve, Taisus and Tavchav Zainam and Bey says, Aveda is Kreva Lipshia. If you lose something, you're Shtikl Peshaya. If it was stolen from me, that's Kreva Loinus. That what Adam Muad Loilam, an Adam Hamazik, that an Adam Hamazik is Chayv Loinus, we have to put parentheses, we have to take this with a grain of salt, he's Chayv Ba'oines ke'en gneve. That's the taich Adam Mu'ud Loilam. Now let's go back to our memra of Shmuel. Shmuel said, if a person asked someone to shecht for him, and he was mekalkul b'shchite, and the kilkul came about an oines ke'en gneve, he's chayiv. Just like a mazik is chayiv by an oines ke'en gneve, that's what he means, maziku, he is the dinim of Adam HaMazik, but not the chiyuvim of Adam HaMazik. He's not an Adam HaMazik, he's Oise Beshus. But he is the dinim of Adam HaMazik. Just like Adam HaMazik is chayiv by an oines ke'en gneve, this person who is not an Adam HaMazik is also chayiv ba'oines ke'en gneve. Now, can't show you leben. Why is he chayiv ba'oines ke'en gneve? He's not an Adam HaMazik. Why is he chayiv ba'oines ke'en gneve? So Al Kochel is speaking about that he gave him money to Shech. If he gave him money to Shech, so he has a din shomer sochel on the behemah. No, shomer sochel is chayiv ba'oines ke'en gneve. That is if Shmuel would have said these words, Tabach umin shekilkul chayev maziku, and he would stop there, I would say Shmuel is telling me as follows. Number one, Shmuel isn't telling me that he is a mazik, because Bashus is not a mazik. No, Shmuel is coming to tell me that if he's kilkul, It's a oynes ke'en gneve, and just like an Adam ha-mazik is chayv oynes ke'en gneve, this person will also be chayv if by kilka because it's an oynes ke'en gneve, and al-kochoch Shmuel is speaking about boise b'schaf that he paid him. So Shmuel said the greatest oynes of an umen she'kilkel. If it wouldn't be because of carelessness, it was an oynes, but the greatest most oynes is only an oynes ka'in geneve, and he's getting paid for the shrite, he's chayiv on such an oynes. That would be if Shmuel would have stopped by these two words. Tavach umen she'kilkel chayiv l'shalem mazikul. Period. And that's what Rashi says. Let's again see the words of Rashi. Now it's a different behirus. The kovid v'schar, the mazik, because another mazik is chayev ba'onsim, zuk the toises, a rosh in the pnei Yeshua means onsim ken g'neiva. No, the mood lo'ilom, ben shaykik ben mezit. And then it means also ben oynis ken g'neiva. Umide kore le mazik, and since he called him a mazik, he doesn't mean he is a mazik, because Rashi holds a mazik, and Isa Bishus is not a mazik. He says he is a din mazik. Lachai boy ba'oynis, shma mina ba'oysa b'schakom. That would be if Shmuel would have stopped over there. So Shmuel said, that a kilkul in shchite is not really the shaykh's fault, it's not a pshia, it's a shtikal oynes, but if he's getting paid for it, that's an oynes ken gneiva, but if he's getting paid for it, he's responsible for such an oynes. That would be if Shmuel would have stopped there. But Shmuel continued, I got news for you, that's also true. That's also true if he gets paid, he's chayev, because afilu the kilkul would be a kilkul, of an oynes ken gneiva, but since he's getting paid, he's responsible for that. But Shmuel said, I got news for you. That's emes. That if he's getting paid, he'll be chayiv afilu of an oynes ken gneiva. But let me tell you something, Shmuel says. A tabach umen shekilko, if he's a tabach umen, there's no reason why this should have happened. If he would take all precautionary measures which a tabach umen should take, a kilkul would never occur. So if a kilkul occurred, you know why it occurred? Because he was careless. He was a pesheya. So Shmuel is saying that bischar is zichachayev als oynes ken gneiva, which bischar is machayev. But then Shmuel is telling us, but that's Tamazel Rafcha de Milsa. But I'm telling you that it is not an Oynis Kain Gneve. I'm telling you it's a Peshia. Dloichoshiv le Oynis. And Taboch Umin Shekilkul, this is not an Oynis. El Opshia, this is Opshia, this is carelessness. Davalei Lemilme Anam Sheshema Tefaches Abeinu. He should have realized that the behemah might be mefarches, and the yizoyev only should have taken precautions, and if he would have taken precautions, the kilkul would never would have occurred, and if it occurred, so I'm telling you, a fellow without schar is also chayiv. Just let's elaborate one more time. The emerson Shmuel is coming to tell us how we should be done the kilkul of a tabach umen. If a tabach umen was mekalkul b'shchite, how are we done this maise? We could really say one of three things. We could say, it's a tabach umen, it happened. He's an oynes gomel. We could, and therefore, he'll be potter. We could say, it's not an oynes gomel, it's an oynes ka'en g'neve. And we could say, a tabach umen, if he's mekalkul, it's a pshia. So that's what Shmuel wants to be magdir. So Shmuel, first of all, wanted to tell us that it's not an oynes gomel. It is an oynes that an other mamazik is also chayiv. So which means it's an oynes ken geneva. So therefore Shmuel is telling us that if he received schar, so he'll be machayim al shem asocha, is also chayim an anoynes ken geneva. And then Taisva said that then Shmuel adds on, but in reality, it's not even an anoynes ken geneva, it's really a peshia. So therefore, even als he doesn't get any schar, he'll also be chayev als shem achino. Again, not als ode mamazik, because Aisa Boshus is not ode mamazik. Now, let us just be ma'ore a ha'ore. Taisvis, daf chav zayinam at base, is chaylik on this concept that Odom Boshus is not chayev als mazik. Taisvis holds on Odom Boshus is chayev als mazik. So therefore, we have to understand our Gemara according to Tosfos. What is Pshat in the Lashon of Shmuel? He says, Shmuel said he's a Mazik. So what does Mazik mean? It means he's Chayev Alt Odom HaMazik. So if he's Chayev Alt Odom HaMazik, so he should be Chayev Afilo Bechino. Alt Odom HaMazik is Chayev. Not a mamazik is chayiv and anoynis kein geneve afilu bechino. And if it's anoynis gomel, so then afilu bischari is also potter. So according to Tosfos, we have a problem. What is Shmuel telling us by saying the words? And the Gemara says if you would say mazik, I would think davke bischar. What is pshat in this? This kabbal is mazik. Is a din mazik that's chayiv b'schar. If it's an einus kein geneve, if it's an einus kein geneve, so he's chayiv afilu without schar. But it's more than that. Schar also won't help. So let us just mention this ha'ore, and perhaps tomorrow Be'ezer Hashem will be able to say a teretz on this ha'ore. Sagt der Gemara weiter, Eisvei Rab Chome Barguye Lishmu. Rab Chome Barguye Est Akashe Tishmu. What are you telling me? You're telling me that it's a Pshia. You're telling me that it's a Pshia. We learned, Anaisen Behema Letabach V'nibla Umen Poto. Hed Yitchai. We learned that if a person gave a behema letabach and he was menabalit, an umen is pata. So you see that what? That's not a pshia. Not a pshia. Vim noisin schaal, mein hedyet ben umen chay. So you see, it's an oynes ken geneve. You wanted to be mechadish. No, don't say it's an oynes ken geneve and you're only chayev b'schar. It's a pshia. So Rav Chama Bar Gurye, Eshmu, we learned enough in the Beraisa, not like you. We learned enough in the Beraisa that it is not a pshia. It's only an oynes ken geneve and only b'schar yechayev. And yechayev al shem asochel, that's only according to Rashi. But shaloi b'schar yetake potah. Amalei la'akir meichacha. So he was makalal him. What does Rashi say? K'moy mayim akurim. Your mayach should be like muddy water. We'll come to this soon. Right? Gave him a klala. Not poshet. Osa ahume rabono. Now, another Talmud Chochem came. He heard also this memra of Shmuel. That Shmuel said it's a pshia. Oh, you also came with this Baraisa. Baraisa, not like you, Rav Shmuel. You say that it's a Pshia. The Baraisa says, Klo, Tabach, or that Bechinam, Yapote. It's not a Pshia. Amalei. So Shmuel told the second Makshe, Hash the Shoklos, my the Shokol Chavloch. You get the same Klola. Just like that one got this Klola, you can get the same Klola. Kamina Lechuano, I'm saying that he's a Peshaya Rameya. I'm saying, according to Rav Meir, he's a Pesheya. That's what I'm saying. The Kamrisa li Rabbono. And you bring me a Raya from a Baraisa that goes according to the Rabbono. Rabbono, this is not a Pesheya. But I'm going according to Rav Meir. Yes, in Gakash, according to the Rabbono, I'm going according to Rav Meir. Amai loidaikis mili. Why won't you medayik what I said? Shani oimer maziku poishayahu nase ka oimer loishchaitli mikam v'shochet loy mikam man islei haisvore rab meya da omar miboile lemilme anafshe. What does Rashi say? Umen potter da onasu. So first I'd like to mention a Mordeke Chazaynish in Sanhedrin. It's a Mordeke Mais over here. Someone asked Akasha. It was Makalolim. Zukta Chazaynish V'nire D'chol hani d'matzino Amayroi d'kiloloi. We find the many Gemores Amayroim or Makalol. It wasn't Stamazoya, a personal klola. No, it was a chayv. Liyais kvoit ha-toyra kvua bilvovis. That by Klal Yisrael there should be a concept of kvoit ha-toyra. V'shaloi yisraglu bezilzul kvoit chachomim. They shouldn't. The hamoin am should not become rogel to be mezalzel bekvayt ham chachamim. V'nire. Now he comes to our case. The hayamaker by Shmuel chesoren hachno. When this Talmud came over, Rav Chama bar Guya came over to Shmuel, and as the Baraisa says, fakert, Shmuel was maker, there was no, this was a Talmud l'rav, there was no hachno. He should have realized and believed. He should have realized Shmuel is not plotting away. Shmuel saying a whole Megillah. He's saying Maziku Peshayu Havlekaima Shchaitle Mizeva Shachetle Mizeh. And he didn't hear the whole thing. You say he's Chayim. I'm a Baraisa Yapata. Should have realized Shmuel if he's saying an extra word. It's a ganze mesachte. He should also realize Shmuel didn't forget. Not he found the we found the ksav yad with a new baraisa. No. Yeah, this was on the baraisas, and this Talmud the Rebbe is a baraisa forget than you. So what are you saying that you forgot the baraisa? Es fällt mir kwei drauf. Vahayaloi, so what should he have done? He has a problem. He doesn't know the lumdis of why Shmuel was marich. He has a baraisa fakert in Shmuel, but he should realize the chason is in him. He doesn't understand. There's a problem over here. Baraisa says fakert in Shmuel. Shmuel's the Rebbe. Shmuel Mustama also knew the Baraisa. Shmuel is saying a whole Megillah over here. Why is Shmuel saying it? I don't know. Fine. So ask. Rebbe, what pshat in all these words you're saying? He should have asked him, do you mean according to the Rabbonin, you're also chayiv? Or you're saying a libe the Rameya? Ubekushasai haya nirsham keilu ifrach Shmuel bevada usai. The way he asked the kasha was, Rebbe, I got you. Ah! That's not kvayda toile. That's bezoyin toile. Upoga bezek bekvayda rabbi vekilo loik de laireroi lahaisif amuna ledivrei chacham. He said, no. Svelkna munas chacham. Zamerdi kevot Rabbi Chanan says, that when a person, I said a teretz on Teis Viskashe. So Rabbi Chanan says, don't feel happy you for emphasizes kashya. You never chachmanish don't understand the kashya. But don't feel happy you answer Taisus kashya. You don't answer Taisus kashya. Taisir kashya and Rashi, you're not the one that will be able to answer Taisus kashya. So you don't understand the imik of Taisus kashya. They say over Rabbi Zvi Peterburger said over Rabbi Kebeger has a maroche. Rabbi Kebeger's maroches, we're not capable to learn the whole maroche of Rabbi Kebeger. The hekif that Rabbi Kebeger had to write a maroche at Mamish, it's with the amkes and the chrifes and the bekiyas. Rabbi Kebeger, one of the maroches, is a whole maroche, and from this maroche, he comes to a yesod. But he builds a yesod from this maroche. Then he says, he ends the maroche by saying, now, but if this yesod is emes, so why the Taisus blay by akashe, and this mesechta? If this yesod is emes, so Taisus wouldn't have had akashe. Is araya that the yesod is not emes? That's Rabbi Kebeger is mesayim the maroche. So Rabbi Zvi Peterburger said, we also make maroche lech, not Rabbi Kebeger's maroche. We're not in his caliber, but we also make maroche lech. And when we'll end up our maroche, lefi hanal meturitz kushis atoisves. Now, according to my maroche, it's for emphatoisves kasher. So Rabbi Zvi Peterburger says, what's the difference between the nasa Rabbi Kebeger? Because big was the Mashiach chutzpiyaski. We're already mechutzofen. We for emphatoisves kasher. Rabbi Kebeger realized who the balei toisves were, and therefore he realized if Taisvus remained with Akasha and Saraya, that the Yisod of my Maroche is not Oiskal. I wanted to say one vote over here, that he gave him a klola, very interesting klola. La'aker meichacha. Your brain should be like muddy water. What's pshat in this klola? It's not the... It's a modern klola. I thought it's fakat. The klola is very massim. That means like this. If a person's mind is muddy, so he doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. He can't differentiate between one and another. So then he has to rely on the Talmid HaChachamim. Then he won't be chaylach. I'm b'chlal not pekam. If a person thinks he has a behiris, he knows this is like this, and this is like this, and now he can disprove the Talmid HaChachamim, so now he'd be better off the other way around. That means if he thinks he understands everything, he understands what the Rebbe said, and the Baraita says, Fakert and the Rebbe, so Memela, so he's coming to a conclusion, so the Rebbe is wrong, the Rebbe forgot the Baraita, the Rebbe, so his understanding is his Duchfal. So Memele, he's coming to wrong conclusions. He stumped the Rebbe. Would be better if he wouldn't have this understanding. So then he'll know. He doesn't know. So he comes with the Rebbe, says, Yechayev, Yechayev, fine. I don't know. So this would be better off this way. So Bekitzer, so the Iker Chiddush of... So it comes out like this. Let's appreciate. It comes out that Shmuel was saying, Maziku, afilu according to the Chachamim, that it is an oinis, but it's an oinis that a mazik is chayiva. It's an oinis ken geneve. So therefore, if he's getting schar, he's chayiv. I mean, afilu it's an oinis, it's an oinis ken geneve, and that's what he's saying, and that the Brais also says that afilu according to the Chachamim, if he gets schar, he'll chayiv. But then he wanted to be Moisef, Arafilu. But according to Rameyel, it's more than an Oynes Kain Gneve, it's a Pesheya. Because Rameyel holds, Miboile Lemirmei Anafshe. Rameyel, a person has to be a little bit more cautious. And according to Rameyel, if you're not cautious, it's Pshadis, so you're a Pesheya. That is a machlokes Rameyah and the Chachamim, and he's pasturing according to Rameyah. So now the Gemara wants to find out who is this Rameyah. So Mar asks, "Hi, Rav Meir. Where do you see that Rav Meir is the one that holds that one is mechuyev to take precautions, and if he doesn't take precautions, sees a pesheya? Where do we see a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim?" So Mar says, "Hi, Rav Meir. Ilema ha Rav Meir, desnan kashru baylov b'maiseira." Now, let's just say what's Negei Alonu. No b'fon of Koroi means he shut a door, and this door is oimed b'ruach metzuya. That means a ruach metzuya cannot throw down this door, and therefore, so this door is a shmira for a mood. This door is a shmira for mood because the door is preventing the behema from going out of the stall. So I made a shmira. A ruach she'ena metzuya can throw down the door. So if we hear a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, is a mu'ed chayev if he made a Adelis, that's Aymed Baruch Metzuyin. Rav Meir says, Yechayiv. Baruch Shein Metzuyin came, Yechayiv. The Chachamim hold your potter. Chachamim hold your potter by a mood. That means, I made a Shmira, Baruch Metzuyin, I made a Shmira, it's enough. I don't have to think for Baruch Shein Metzuyin. So, perhaps, let us be mamtik a little bit. The Rav Magid, he explains what is the translation of a ruach she'ena metzuya. So a ruach she'ena metzuya tamid, it's a wind that does not blow constantly. She'ena oilag misnaig ba tamid, ela lefomim. It happens, sometimes such a ruach comes. Af al pi shehi bo be'itim harbei. We're not speaking about hurricanes. We're not speaking about tornadoes. We're speaking about a ruach that happens many, many times, but it's not tamid. That's called a ruach she'ena metzuya. So with this dasamir, you can understand very good dasamir, but the Gemara wanted to say, oh, so this is Rav Meir. This, what did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said, you have a mazik over here. Let's forget about Tam. Tam is another parsha. Tam is Mechal Becheskeshima, the Torah was Mechayev. Let's not talk about Tam. But let's talk about a mood. Mood is, I have a mazik that I can expect could be mazik. I made a shmire. If a ruach metzuyah, this mood will not be mazik. Afal pi came, Rav Meir said, if a ruach sheni metzuyah comes, and it was mazik, you're chayev. So we see Rav Meir is the one that said, hey, you should have been more cautious, take more caution, you should take more precautionary measures to make sure that you have a mazik over here. Good, it doesn't go every day, it doesn't blow every day, but itim harbe, this is something that is not something once in a yovel, it's itim harbe it happens. Maybe three times a month it happens. Itim harbe. You should have thought of that and not say, well, today is somewhat like yesterday. No. You should have been aware of this. This is the svar of Rav Meir. So you see, Rav Meir holds, Iboile lemir me'anavsha. You should take into consideration what might occur. It's not will always occur, but what might occur. So Memele, that is Pshat in Shmuel. That in Rav Meir I see that one is mechuyev to take precautions of something which might occur. So Memele says if a sheichet shecht, and even though it's not normal that the name is mefalches and it's mekalkul the shchita, but if it could happen, it's something that could happen, not very rarely, something could happen. You should have taken precautions, and b'shas the shchita, you should have made sure that will be mafachas, it won't be mekalko the shchita. So the Gemara was medame. So just like if a shoyr amuit, there is not sufficient a shmira pruse, you need more than that. So here also a shoychet is chayiv. We did not take precautionary measures, and this Rabbi holds as a pshia. So the Gemara says, Anshildik, Hosom Bekroi Pligi. The Gemara says, Anshildik, a very nice philosophical approach to understand Ramei, but there it's Xeris Akosim, some Glikas, and Psukim. Rashi says, Hosom Bekroi Pligi, Xeris Akosim, Upeg Sheshanoga Habo Vachamishitz. That's a Machlikas, how to Darshim Psukim. So you cannot state from this aloche that Ramei Beshita holds. There's a hischaivis on a person lemirme anavshi to take into consideration what might occur. I'm sorry, that's napshat in the Rameya over there. Eloh Rameya. So the Gemara says, you're right. There's a different Rameya. This nan. Litzboya loy odon v'tzavay shocha. That the person gave him tzema. He told him he should color it red, and he colored it black. Shachel v'tzavay odoy. Rameya oimer noisenloi demei tzimroi. So Rameya says he's maver al das ba'al abaya says adin gazlan. And the mamelis is kind of b'shinoi. And he gives back the tzema. Now, what is the havamin of the Gemara? What's the comparison? So Lechayre, the Vayakev says, it's also the he asked the Balabas, what color do you want I should dye it? He said red. No, he said black is also good. He said red, but black is also good. But you should have taken into consideration that the Balabas said red. Not somebody who's telling that if you want red, you want, he said red. So take in consideration that he says red is matched by Dafkan red. So you had no right to make it a different color. So it's also a boile le milme anafshe. That means chilek, red or black. No, you should have, he said red. So by you doing differently, you should have realized the zakbod and your maver adas balabais, which is exhala. So the Gemara says it's still no comparison to here. Hasam biyadayu kolamine. There, Vinishtvi, he knew that the Bailam said red, and he's mishane bekavone. He held. He knows he's doing keneged the das balabais. He thinks the balabas won't mind. I personally think it's not. He shouldn't make a red wall, but he knows he's going against the Balabai. He doesn't realize maybe how much against he's going, how much really the Bailam wants it, but he knows he's going against the Balabai. So there, Rav Meir holds, but over here, I mean, he shechted and he thought things would go good without taking 20 precautions. Where do you see in such a case, there's also a responsibility on a person, yeah, that makes him a pesheya. Eloh Rameya. This nan, we learned, nishbara kadai v'lei silka, nafal gmalai v'lei hamida. Here we're speaking about that a person tripped, and nishbara kadai. So the shaila is niskal pesheya, niskalav pesheya, nafla gmalei v'lo yamidei, the gomel fell because fell over him, he tripped. So is it called nafila lachan, is it called hefgach nafila spshia? About kaponim, the din over there is niskal pesheya. Ameire mechayev, benazokim mechamim, impotu b'din yodam, mechayev b'din yishamayim. The kaimalonda beniskal peshe yehu pligi. Emeo holds Nisgal Pesheya, so it's Hefkelach and Nefilas Pshia, which doesn't help. Rabbanan hold that it's not in Nefilas Pshia, it's only Bedina Shemaim is Mechuyiv to be Mesalakim. So Al Kaponim, we have here a Machlekes, if a person trips, is that his fault or is not his fault? So we have a Machlekes Tanoim, how careful is a person Mechuyiv to be? How precautious should he be that he should make sure he shouldn't slip? So we have here a machlokes tanoim. Tameya seems to hold that a person has to walk carefully. And if he'd walk carefully enough, he wouldn't trip. So memele, so this Rameya holds, if a sheikhet would take proper precautions, it would never be a makalku b'shchita. Now, kochach, if there was a kilkul in the shchita, so he was a peshe. Fine. Look to Gemara weiter. Amar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechanan, Tabach Umen Shekilkul Chayev, Tabach umen shekil kochaivu umen ketavche tzipoiri. It seems the shachtam of tzipoiri were poyodike mumchim. It was mekalkal ischaiv. Ischaiv. Biyoma rabbi yechen enochi vama rabba baba chono uvda ave kame de rabbi yechen en bechnishte de moin vama leizilai seraye de mamches lotan de goylem v'aftaroch. The Mor says, there's a different member of Rabbi Yechanan. The once a sheikhet was mekalkul, and the sheikhet was told by Rabbi Yechanan, if you're a mumche, you're potter. If you're a mumche, it happens. So you're potter, you're not responsible. And here it says that Rabbi Yechanan was mechayev. So the Mor says, leikash, tan bechinam, kam bischar. So the kids we have here, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel. He says, Shmuel held, the Paschal Night Ramein is called Peshaya, so Shmuel held that the Tabach Umen Shekilkul is a Peshaya. That means he should have taken precautionary measures, that's Mutal Olav, and by not doing that, he's called a Peshaya. Rabbi Yechanan holds no. If he's an Umen and he feels he's capable of making a proper Shechita without these precautionary measures, and then God, it didn't work, he's not called a Peshaya. Unless he was beschar. If he was beschar, so then it's like an oynes kein gneive, but shem esacher is chay. Kam bechin and kam beschar. Ki ho da omar rab zeire, a reitze shi is chay v'loi tabach, yagdem loi dina. If a person wants that a person is shechting for him, and he wants to make sure if he's mekalkul that he'll get paid for the behemah, so yagdim leidina. Because like this, if a kilkul will occur, he'll be potter. It's an oinus ken gneve. If you want him to be chayev, so either give him money or be poisik mamim, the sheet makbetz, you don't have to give him money. Tell him you're gonna pay him. So see, already has a din of a shame of socho, and he'll be chayiv. Meisvei, ha-moylech chitim litchayin, v'loy lasusam. So, b'kitza, what do we have over here? We have Rabbi Yechanan is chaylik and Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan holds that a tabach umen shekilkul is not a pesheya. He could have relied on his expertise that nothing would happen. And if something happens, only chayiv if he's a shem esachah. Meisvei, amay lechitim litchayin v'lay losesam. A person brought chitim to grind, to take off the outer husks and shells, and he didn't wash it before to make sure that the husks will go off completely. Vason subin aymulsan, and it came out, it's not a pure flour. Comes out, there's a lot of bran in it. Kemach lenachtaim, he brought flour to a baker, but so he passed Nipulim. The mice came out, it's crumbly bread. Tabach v'nibla, chayek, mibnei shuhu kenoisei socha. And for the Gemara, so Mamele, this is Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan said, Bechinam Yapota. Near it says, Mimnei Shehu, Kinei Sei Socha. Ema, so the Gemara answers, Mimnei Shehu, Nei Sei Socha. He's a Nei Sei Socha. Now, this is a difficult Gemara. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over that brings down the Taisus and Bob Metzia that Adam Hamazik is Chayiv and Oynis Kein Aveide. Oynis Kein Geneve, Adam Hamazik is Potter. That's number one. Number two, a hired worker, a person is doing bishus, also is a din of Adam Hamazik. Now, here it says that we have here a shaila, ibe tabach umen, Bishar is chayiv. Not bishar is a chayiv, bishayiv bechinam. Rabbi Yochanan holds bechinam is potter. Bechinam is potter. He's not a pesheya. Fine, he's not a pesheya. But let him be chayiv als Adam Hamazik. Let him be chayiv als Adam Hamazik. Adam is chayiv, but Oynis also. So he's only chayiv. And the Oynis Kain Aveide, this is an Oynis Kain Gneve. This is an Oynis Kain Gneve. So that's why he's Potter. That is what Rabbi Yochanan held. That means it's not a Pesheya, it's not an Oynis Kain Aveide, it's an Oynis Kain Gneve. So the Gemara said, no. The Bereise says, Yochayev Kinoi Seisach. What is Pshat Kenoisei Socha? So the Gemara in the Havamina held that Kenoi, just like a Shema Socha is Chayiv an Aveide, so a Tabach Umen is also Chayiv Shekilko because it's an Oynis Kein Aveide. He's chayv al tzodem amazik. But it's a shtikal oynis, an oynis kein aveide yechayv, just like an oynis socha is chayv kein aveide. So we see that yechayv bechino. That was the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answered, no, eima, not kin oynis socha, mimnei shehu oynis socha. That means faker. And a tabach umen shekilkul is an oynis kein gneive. And another mamazik is potter. He's only chayiv if he is an oynisei socha. If he is an oynisei socha. That is how Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat in the Baraisa. This is the Gemara and the Havamina held. A pshat is yischayiv because it's an oynis kein aveide, and yischayiv just like an oynis socha, yischayiv kin oynis socha, an oynis kein aveide. So the Gemara said no. Yischayiv only when he is an oynis socha. Now let us just see the taptaisvus. Eima mimnei shehu oynis socha. Avo bechinam potah. But bechinam is takem potah because it's nainish and gneve. Ah, forgav the odom would loilam ואינס כי היי לא מחייב עוד המאזיק, כדפרישס בריש המניח.